You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 7 years since the downing of the Malaysia Airlines passenger jetliner MH17 made headlines across the world. On July the 17th, 2014, the plane crashed in eastern Ukraine, killing 298 people, two-thirds of which were Dutch. This week, judges in the Netherlands are reading out evidence against four fugitive suspects accused of shooting down the plane.
We only hope for justice.
That's Grace van Zeetveld, who lost two children and her parents on board, as well as her in-laws. Her husband, Evert van Zeetveld, says the trial has brought up painful memories.
It's a very difficult day for us. You know, it's now the first day of the prosecution, and it's very difficult for us.
The international investigation concluded that the plane was destroyed by a Buk missile fired from a territory controlled by pro-Russia separatist rebels. The inquiry found the missile was brought into Ukraine on a mobile launcher from a military base in Russia. Three Russians and a Ukrainian citizen are all suspected of having key roles in the separatist forces. Here's the presiding judge, Hendrik Steenhouse.
The court notes that suspects Gherkin, Dubinsky and Karchenko are not appearing. They are informed about the hearing and the case. The trial continues in absentia.
Family members of the victims are disappointed that the suspects will not be present. They also say they're grateful for a chance to at last hear what happened to their loved ones aboard the MH17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur.
We have the status that the justice, the courts should decide, and we trust on that.
Peter Langstart, the lawyer representing relatives of the MH17 victims, say his team will be looking over the content of the investigation.
In general terms, there are three questions. Was it a Buk missile? Where was it shot from? And what was the responsibility of the suspects?
Rob Frederick, whose 23-year-old son, Bryce, died along with his girlfriend Daisy in the crash, says the trial is important for accountability.
It is taking a long time, but we want to know the truth. It is the only thing we can still do for the children.
The suspects will face life sentences in jail if convicted. The Dutch government hold Moscow responsible, but Russia denies any involvement. Victims' families will have the opportunity to address the judges in September. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.